This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today. Tonight, just a thank you and a praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Heavenly Father, right now as I get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed with clay. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Supply each and every need. Answer each and every prayer. Honor each and every request according to your will, your way this day. This night, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Excuse me. And amen. If you have a Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18. And we're also going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17 through 18. And the Word of God reads in Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. It says, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, hallelujah, pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. We want to talk about, do not underestimate the power of prayer. Do not underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is vital and important. Prayer is needed in this hour, in 2021. Even though we're still in a pandemic, the Bible says that we ought to always pray and don't faint. Prayer will help us communicate with God and God communicate with us. My brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is a necessity. It's not something that we always want to do, but it's something that we must always do. Here, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God, that they'll be able to withstand the wiles or the schemes of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. When we put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the spirit. Prayer is also part of the element, because without prayer, it wouldn't accomplish anything. So here the Bible says, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit. Hallelujah. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Which means this. Pray for others. Pray for one another. Not just for yourself. Prayer will help us along the way. Word of God says, many two of us come in agreement that such an thing here on earth will be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven, who sits high and looks low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. My brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, prayer demands no special dress. Prayer demands no special place or eloquency. Prayer never struts. Prayer never looks for applause. Prayer demands no special scholarship. Prayer defies definition. Prayer is birth in time, but it is grasped in eternity. So as we see here, prayer is a necessity for a child of God. Beloved, our ultimate position as Christian is tested by the power of our prayer life. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Hallelujah. Prayer, beloved, prayer for a Christian position is tested by the power of our prayer life. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we need prayer. We need prayer every day of the week, 24/7, not always speaking audibly, but having a mind to pray. Prayer is the most powerful weapon of the Christian life. You see, prayer is the most underestimated power in our lives as children of God. Child of God, sometimes prayer is the most neglected responsibility in our Christian life. We sometimes get busy in life, and we sometimes forget about prayer. Me, myself, personally, I need to pray first thing when I wake up, when God allow me to see a brand new day. Have a designated time to pray. Have a set time to pray. And don't do it differently. Do it. Don't let nobody or no one, let no one or nothing stop you from having that time to talk to God. Having that little talk with Jesus in your secret closet, in your prayer closet. Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We as people of God should persevere in prayer with alert minds and grateful hearts. What a benefit that prayer can provide in our lives. Some believers in Christ don't underestimate the power of prayer. You see, people of God, there are many benefits that come to us when we give ourselves over to prayer. For an example, prayer, because of prayer, salvation of souls comes in our effort at prevailing. Prayer allows the Lord to draw people to himself. The Bible says that one plant, when it comes to the Word of God, one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that created us, he can draw people to himself. Jesus Christ provided the way. He's the way, the truth, and the light. Bible says that no one comes to the Father unless he draws them. Jesus Christ set the example for us to follow. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, before he went to Calvary's cross, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he asked the apostles that was there to pray while he go tarry a little bit further. Jesus gained the victory before he went to the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane. He asked the Father, he said, Father, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, not thy will, not my will, but let thy will be done. Because of prayer, he was able to gain the victory. He was able to gain the victory over humanity. And he did what he was called to do, and that was to go to the cross and provided the way for all mankind. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. Because of prayer, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the New Testament church was birthed forth. Yes, when a church starts praying for the lost, God will convict the people's conscience. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 15, which shows the work of the law written in their heart. Their conscience also bearing witness in their thoughts between themselves while accusing or else excusing one another. God will always deal with man, woman, boy, or girl, from the cradle all the way to the tomb. He will try to get our attention. And we all have a conscience. And our conscience is set on God. We may at times ignore it, but God will deal with us. He'll deal with our heart. He'll bring us to that place of either surrendering to him or rejecting the gift of salvation, a free gift given by God to everyone that believes, to everyone that will give their lives over to him. So, beloved, a wise Christian will be very careful not to engage in activities that bother his or her conscience. In other words, if we say we love the Lord, if we say that we are a born again, committed believer in Christ, our lifestyle will be an example of what Christianity is all about. Plainly saying that our video will line up with our audio. People of God, real serious prayer can help to save even the person who is in the darkest place in life. Believer in Christ, put some passion, some zeal in your prayer. You see, God responds to the authority that his saints demonstrate in their prayer. Yes, God wants us to be excited about praying for the lost, praying for those that don't know Jesus, praying for those that have backslid spiritually, praying for those that need us to be intercessors, standing in the gap for them. Yes, it is the authority of our faith that moves God to act. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you really want to see God move in a mighty way, stand fast. Hallelujah. Do it individually as well as corporately. And God will honor our faith. He will honor the sacrifice that we do as unto him. Yes, again, it is the authority of your faith that moves God to act in a very special way. If we believe that God can answer prayer, pour more faith into what you are praying for. Yes, the just shall live by faith. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. You see, a church that is on fire for the Lord, as well as a believer in Christ, we must continue to give ourselves to prayer in every situation and every circumstance of life. We as people of God must pray in order to overcome the worldly influences and our fleshly desires on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in Christ, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Beloved, we cannot afford to hold back and not be involved in prayer, because it is our life source in the spirit. I'm going to say it again. Beloved, as children of the Most High God, we cannot afford to hold back and not be involved in prayer, because it is our life's source in the spirit. Prayer. Prayer time. Prayer meeting. Again, the New Testament church was birthed out of a prayer meeting where it was in the upper room. In one heart, one mind, and in one accord, the Spirit of the Lord came in like a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And Peter, one of the disciples that had rejected and, hallelujah, Christ at one time. Jesus came, rose from the dead, brought him back in, hallelujah, in right standing with him. After Jesus ascended, he told them to go tarry at Jerusalem. They went tarry at Jerusalem. And when the time came, when it was completed, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit came, and it was spirit filled. Peter stood up and preached the message. That same Peter that rejected Christ came back and preached a message, told the people about Jesus, preached about him, how he went to the cross, died after 3 days, rose from the dead, placed in a borrowed tomb, rose up with power on high, was seen of witnesses. Hallelujah. Jesus, the one that ascended on high, told him to go tarry, and the comforter came, the Holy Spirit, indwelled those that was in fellowship, one heart and one accord in the upper room. And God used Peter to where he preached the message, and 3,000 souls in one service were saved. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. You see, prayer, it helps us to overcome the intimidation of being the godly leaders in our homes, our job, as well as the church. Yes, prayer, it helps us to have boldness to confront those whining inner Jezebels that try to compromise our spiritual authority. Prayer, it helps us as leaders to stand up, hallelujah, for God, to stand up for what he has called us to do. Prayer helps us to stir up the spirit, the gift that God has placed within us through the power of prayer. Hallelujah. It helps us to be the man of God, the woman of God that we have been called to be. You say, believers in Christ, prayer helps for us to honor and uphold holiness and righteousness that God longs for in our lives. Prayer helps us to overcome and gossip that could bring discouragement to us. So we are grateful and thankful for the power of prayer. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't underestimate the power of prayer. You see, prayer can change the way that you think. Prayer, it can help us be focused on the things of God. It can help us to endure whatever we may be facing. Because with prayer, with Jesus working with us, as he being our example, we can go in prayer and get the victory on the spiritual level before the manifestation be manifest in the natural. Yes, we must gain the victory in the spirit first, then the manifestation in the natural. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God desire to hear us pray to him. He longs for us to fellowship with him. God wants us to ask him for things because he wants us because he wants to bless us. God wants to test us, to test us, so that we can be encouraged by his impact on our lives and to see our prayers being answered. Our God is awesome. He's a mighty God. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given. It shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. This is the promises of the word of God, that we as born-again believers in Christ, as our life line up with God's will for our lives, the manifestation of his promises will come to pass. Also here in the book of Matthew 22, verse 20, 21, excuse me, chapter 21, verse 22, it says, in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. People of God, as Christians, we have to trust that in time, when it is the right time, the Lord will give us what we desire, as long as it is pleasing to him and it is a part of his will for our lives. Yes, never underestimate power of prayer. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one to another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You see, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and very effective. Yes, beloved, we should pray always, no matter how we feel or the circumstances that we face in our lives. You see, the truth of the matter is that we should pray always because of who God is or for what God is doing. God is always in full control. You see, prayer is not a one-way conversation. No, prayer, it is a two-way conversation between you and God. God desires, God longs for us to communicate with him. We must understand, when we go in our prayer closet, we pray to God and we wait and let God speak back to us. Then we follow the instruction that is given. That's why we don't get in a hurry. Don't pray popcorn prayers. Pray prayers that is brilliant, that is full of passion. Pray prayers that will move God in your behalf. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Yes, prayer is extremely important in our lives as born-again believers. So much so that Jesus Christ took it upon himself to teach his disciples how to pray. You know, the Our Father's prayer, it is a prayer, a basic prayer that we as God's people should know. The Our Father prayer starts with, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You see, prayer, it is a good habit to have, because prayer, in order to cultivate in our daily lives, prayer is all about being sincere with what is in our heart. Prayer doesn't have to be complicated or long for God to listen. No, God can listen to a small whisper. God is not moved by how long the prayer is. He's moved by our faith in him. He's moved by what we, as well as what we do. That's the type of God that we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that loves us. A God that is ready to meet our each and every need. You see, prayer has the power to change things, starting with the one who prays. Yes, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Yes, beloved, always remember this, that the Christian life requires communication with your commander-in-chief. This is what prayer does. Everything a Christian faiths requires prayer, whether good or bad. Prayer is foundational for our spiritual lives. People of God, the Christian church was born not in a clever sermon, but in a prayer meeting. Yes, prayer was foundational to Jesus Christ's life and ministry. Prayer is foundational to the birth of the church, and is also foundational for the life of the Christian. Prayer builds us up. Prayer us to overcome. Beloved, we will never succeed for God without prayer. Yes, beloved, people of God, the power of fasting and prayer, it is the spiritual atom bomb that our Lord has given us to destroy the stronghold of evil doings and to usher in a great revival and spiritual harvest of souls around the world. People of God, before God comes in revival power, the Holy Spirit will call millions of God's people to repent, fast, and pray in the Spirit. Here in the book of 2 Chronicles 7:14, Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal the land. People of God, the very foundation of fasting and prayer is repentance. Unconfessed sin will hinder your prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is never out of season. Prayer is the vehicle that God has deliberately chosen to drive his activity in his people's lives. It is the means by which God allows us to partner with him in the fulfillment of his will. God have created prayer as a primary way of putting us into personal contact with him and with his eternal existence. Any hour of the day or night. Prayer is the portal that brings the power of heaven down to earth, and it is kryptonite to the enemy and to all Satan's scheme against you. Child of God, God's plan for you is to move you into a position of impact by infusing you with his truth and employing you in powerful and effective prayer. People of God, we cannot access powerful prayer by using magic formulas. God helps through the power of prayer, which is available for all kind of requests and issues. In the book of Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it tells us, do not be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, hallelujah, and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Stop worrying and pray, because the worry is to be anxious over something. Believer in Christ, a worry, solve no problem. The Apostle Paul let the Philippians know, as well as us, in 21, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. It is a very good advice. Never stop praying, and always be thankful in all situations, for that is God's a will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Pray and thank God about everything. Child of God, to experience instead of anxiety, pray with thanksgiving about every concern. My brothers and sisters in Christ, remember the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1 through 8, and Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart, saying there was in a city a judge would fear not God, neither respected man, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary, and he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, no, I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will adventure lest by her continue coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God vindicate his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Always pray and don't lose heart. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. My brothers, sisters in Christ, be ready at the coming of God's kingdom. Don't grow cold, Son of Man coming when he finds faith on the earth. Will the Son of Man find us as followers of his, trusting God, beloved, many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Jesus tell us this parable to give us a hope. He said in Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse that men are to pray and are lose heart. The question may be asked, how to endure to the end? Well, it is plainly simple. Pray, pray, pray. Bible says in Luke 12, verses 32, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Beloved, always remember this, that the fear of God make it a person take heed to cry for help, and therefore God himself is right in mercy to all. God will reach out to those with a sincere broken heart who call upon him night and day. This parable in Luke 18, verses 1 through 8 should encourage us, should make us be alert as followers of Jesus to pray continuously until Jesus come back. Believer in Christ, don't lose heart and drift away from prayer, because Jesus will not find faith in you when he comes. You see, faith is a spiritual furnace of our lives. It fuels, its fuel is the grace of God and the divinely appointed shovel for feeding. The burner is prayer. Child of God, in the last days, the test will be whether you continue in prayer and do not lose heart. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember those who endure all the way to the end, they shall be saved. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, he set the example for us and taught us how to pray. Jesus, he gives us what is needed us to keep on going on in prayer. Yes, my brothers and sisters, remember what the word says in Ephesians 6 verses 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Don't power a prayer, beloved, a prayer demands no special address, prayer demands no special place or eloquency. Prayer never struts. Prayer seeks no applause. Prayer demands no special recognition. It defies definition. Prayer is birthed in time, but it is a grasped in eternity. Yes, beloved, our ultimate position, Christian, is tested by the power of our prayer life. Prayer is the most powerful weapon of the Christian life. You see, prayer is the most underestimated power in a believer of Christ life. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We as people of God should persevere in prayer with alert minds and grateful hearts. Well, we just thank God, praise the Lord for the word of God tonight. Amen. As we talked about, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Prayer is needful and desirable. Prayer is needed because we are still in a pandemic. We are still, hallelujah, we need to encourage and pray for one another that a change will come about. It is time for the church as a whole to rally together and go back, get on our knees, humble ourselves before God, get on our knees before him and repent of our sins, and stand in the gap and pray. Stand in the gap because it is needed. The answer to the world's problem, the answer to move of God to take place is for God's people to get right with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is time to pray. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal the land. And indeed, we need a healing in the land today. We need a healing in our lives, in our families, in our neighbors, our friends, our community, our state, our world. Yes, prayer is a powerful weapon. So let's not neglect prayer. Let's make it a commitment from this night forward to always pray and don't faint or don't lose heart. Because we know that if God has all the power, all power is in his hand. We know that God is able, willing, and ready to move in our behalf. But he wants to see us move out our comfort zone and go the extra mile. Don't do a 10, 15-minute prayer. No, pray. Persevere in prayer and see God move in your behalf like never before. He desires to do it for you, but you must first come to him. Bible says, hallelujah, he provides a way for us. We all been born in sin. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, everyone that is born and will be born with a sin nature. But as we know what Jesus did, he went to Calvary, took upon himself the sin of man, placed it upon his shoulders, was nailed to an old rugged cross. It stood him high and stretched him wide. He didn't say a mumbling word before he died and gave up the ghost and gave spirit into his father's hands. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They pierced him inside, water and blood came trembling down. Thunder and lightning started roaring. Lightning started flashing. After they took him off that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up with power from on high. That same Jesus he was seen of witnesses after he rose from the dead. 40 days he ministered to the people, told the disciples, gave them instruction, told them to go and tarry at Jerusalem until the promise of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit come forth. And after 50 days, Pentecost means 50. After 50 days, after Jesus rose, the promise came. And all was filled in the upper room. All was baptized with the Holy Spirit. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, I would encourage you to get filled. Because the Holy Spirit of God comes and abides in us at conversion. He helps us. He brings back everything to our remembrance. Once we are spirit-filled and spirit-led, then there's no condemnation. We're in right standing with God. Jesus set the bar for us. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made a way for us. And because of Jesus, what he did, we should love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves. One of the ways that we can express that love is to show the world the love that we have one towards another. Be a living example to pray for people. Pray not just for yourself, but pray for others, because indeed they need prayer. Always remember someone stood in the gap and prayed for you, prayed for me. That's why I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost today, because somebody prayed for me. It is time, church, for us to pray like never before and ask God for a change to come about. Repent of our sin. Get right with him. There may be one, or there may be someone that needs some of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is the time to get right with God. Quit putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. Today is a day of salvation. After hearing the word of God through the use of the internet, we may be teaching and preaching on the local level, but we reach it on a global level. And if that's you tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior of your life, Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to a place of totally surrendering all to Jesus. Coming to God, humbling yourself, bending knees and bow down heads. Repent of your sin, letting them know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. And you're willing to give your life total and complete to him. He's standing at your door knocking, but only you can let him in. Yes, and after you do that, repent of your sin, you come to a place where you make a confession of faith and a belief in your life. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Well, we thank God again. And as we come to a close, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your message. Thank you for the anointing that rests upon the word of God. Thank you for those that have tuned in, for those that will be tuning in at a later date. Let the Holy Spirit of God let the anointing bring conviction into their lives. And Father God, that those that is not right with you, let them repent. Come back in right standing with you according to 1 John 1:9. And say, we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Precious Father, we thank you in advance for saving souls in 2021. We thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for saving us, keeping us this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I ask that you continue to pray for us, and we'll do the same for you. God's willing, Jesus, Terry, same time on this Tuesday. Hallelujah. We'll be able to meet again in a very special way on a spiritual level. God bless you. God keep you. Have a blessed weekend, you and your family and friends. Remember, God loves you. We do too. God bless.